working.
Contending with the fretful elements. Bids the wind blow the earth into the sea or swell the curled waters above the main that things might change or cease.
Sir, I do know you, and dare upon the warrant of mine I'd commend a dear thing to you. There is division, although as yet the face of it is covered with mutual cunning twixt Albany and Cornwall. But true it is. From France there comes a power into this scattered kingdom, who already, wise in our negligence, have secret feet in some of our best ports, and are at point to show their open banner. Now, sir, to you. If, on my credit, you dare build so far to make your speed to Dover, you shall find some that will thank you, making just report of how unnatural and dramatic sorrow the king has caused to plain. I'm a gentleman of blood and breeding, and from some knowledge and assurance offer this office to you.
I will talk further with
no,
you.
No, sir, no, do not. For confirmation that I am much more than my outwall, open this purse and take what it contains. If you should see Cordelia, as fear not but you shall, show her this ring, and she will tell you who that fellow is that yet you do not know. Spy on the storm. I'll go seek the king. Blow winds and crack your cheeks! Rage! Blow! You cataracts and hurricanes! Spout till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks! You sulphurous and thought-executing fires, thought couriers of oak-cleaving thunderbolts! Singe my white head! And you all shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world, crack nature's molds, all Germans spill at once, that make ungrateful man.
Caught only water in a dry hand is better than this rainwater and an awkward glen. Ask thy daughter's blessing. Here, the night pities neither wise men nor fools.
Rumble, thy bellyful. Spit first, but rain. For rain, wind, thunder, fire are my daughters. I tax not you, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom. Called you children, you owe me no subscription. Then let fall your horrible pleasure. Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak, and despised old man. And yet I call you servile ministers that will with two pernicious daughters join your high-engendered battles against the head. So all the night is this! Is foul.
Even if there's a house to put his head in, as a good headpiece.
No. I will be the pattern of all patience. I will say nothing.
Mary, he is brace in the country. That's a wise man and a fool.
Alas, Mary, you hear? Things that love night have not such lights as these. The wrathful skies gather the very wanderers of the night and make them keep their caves. Since I was man, such sheets of fire, such bursts of hurried thunder, such groans of roaring wind and rain, I never remember to have heard. Man's nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear.
Let the great gods that keep this dreadful pudder o'er our heads find out their enemies now. Tremble, our wretch, that hath within thee undivulged crimes unwhipped of justice. Hold thee, thou bloody hand, thou perjured and thou similar virtue that art incestuous. Caitiff to pieces shake, that under covert and convenient seeming hath practiced on man's life. Close pent up guilt. Drive your concealing continence and cry these dreadful summoners grace. I am a man more sinned against than sinning.
Lie bareheaded.
Gracious, my lord.
Hard by here is a hovel. Some friendship will it lend you against the tempest. Repose you there. While I to this hard house, more hard than the stones whereof 'tis raised, which even but now, demanding after you, denied me to come in. Return and force their scanted courtesy.
My wits begin to turn.
Come on, my boy. Thou dost, my boy, art cold. I'm cold myself. Where is this straw, my fellow? The art of our necessities is strange, but can make vile things precious. Come! Your hovel. Poor fool and knave. I have one part in my heart that's sorry yet for thee.
And a little tiny wit with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain must make content with his fortune. Rain,
every day. True, my good lord. Come, bring us to your hovel.
He is a brave knight to cool a courtesan. I'll speak a prophecy ere I go. When priests are more in word than matter, brewers mar their malt with water, when nobles are their tailors' tutors, no critics burn but wench's suitors, then shall the realm of Albion come to great confusion. When every case in law is right, no squire in debt, nor no poor knight, when slanders do not live in tongues, nor cut purses come not to throngs, when usurers tell their gold in the field, and bawds and whores do churches build, then comes the time. Who lives to see it? When going shall be used with feet, and this prophecy Merlin shall make. For I live before his time.
This unnatural dealing. And I desire their leave that I might pity him. They took from me the use of mine own house, charged me on pain of perpetual displeasure, neither to speak of him, entreat for him, nor in any way sustain him.
Most savage and unnatural.
Shh, do say you nothing. There is division between the dukes, and a worse matter than that. I have received a letter this night. 'Tis dangerous to be spoken. I have locked the letter in my closet. These injuries the king now bears will be revenged home. That it's part of a power already footed. We must incline to the king. I will look him and privily relieve him. Go you and maintain talk with the duke, that my charity be not of him perceived. If you ask for me, I'm ill and come to bed. If I die for it, as no less is threatened me, the king, my old master, must be relieved. There are strange things toward Edmund. Pray you, careful.
Here is the place, my lord. Good, my lord, enter. The tyranny of the open night's too rough for nature to endure.
Let me alone.
Don't let my lord enter here.
It'll break my heart.
I'd rather break mine own. Give my lord enter.
Thou think'st as much that this contentious storm invades us to the skin. So 'tis to thee. But where the greater malady is fixed, the lesser is scarce felt. Thou'st shun a bear, but if thy flight lay toward the roaring sea, thou'st meet the bear either month. When the mind's free, the body's delicate. Tempest in my mind does from my senses take all feeling else save what beats there, filial ingratitude. Is it not as this mouth would tear this hand for lifting food to it? I will punish home. No, I will weep no more. It's such a night to shut me out. Pour on, I will endure. Such a night as this. Oh, Regan Goneril, my old kind father whose frank heart gave all. Come. That way madness lies. Let me shun that. No more of that.
How could my lord enter here?
Prithee, go in thyself. Take thine own ease. This tempest will not give me leave to ponder on things that would hurt me more. But
I'll go in. In, boy. Go first. You, houseless, poverty. Nay, get thee in. I'll pray, and then I'll sleep. Poor naked wretches, wheresoe'er you are that bide the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless heads and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? Oh, I have ta'en too little care of this. Take physic, Pomp. Expose thyself to feel what wretches feel. Thou mayest shake the superflux to them and show the heavens more just.
Have them in the heart! Have them in the heart!
Come on in! Help me! Help me!
Give me the hand! Who's there?
The spirit! He said his name! Poor Tom!
What art thou that was crumbled there in the straw? Come forth! Come away! How fiend follows me through the sharp horn blows the cold wind. Go to thy cold bed and warm thee.
Didst thou give all to thy daughters, and art thou come to this?
To thee, that is, to poor Tom, and the foul fiend that led through fire and through flame, through ford and whirlpool, or bog and quagmire, that laid knives under his pillow, and halters in his pew, set rat's bane by his porridge, made him proud of art, to ride on a bay trotting horse of a 4-inch prejudice, to cause his own shadow for a traitor. Bless thy fine wits. Tom the cold. Doody, 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 doody. Bless thee from whirlwinds, star blasting and taking. Do put on some charity on the foul fiend vexes. There could I have him now. And there.
What has his daughters brought into this part? Couldst thou save nothing? Couldst thou give them all?
Aye, reserved and lanking, else had we been all shame.
Now all the plagues that in the pendulous air hang fated all men's faults light on thy daughter.
He hath no daughters, sir.
Death, traitor. Nothing could have subdued nature to such a lowness but his unkind daughters. Is it the fashion for discarded fathers to have this little mercy on their flesh? Judicious punishment! 'Twas this flesh begot those pelican daughters!
Take heed of the foul fiend, obey thy parents, keep thy words justly. Swear not, commit not with a man's sworn spouse. Set not thy sweet heart of proud array. Come to come.
What hast thou been?
A serving man. Proud in heart and mind, but curled my hair, wore gloves in my cap, served the lust of my mistress' heart, and did the act of darkness with her. Swore as many oaths as I spake words, and broke them in the sweet face of heaven. One that slept in the contriving of lust, and waked to do it. Wine loved I deeply, dice dearly, and in woman out paramoured the Turk. False of heart, light of ear, bloody of hand, hog in sloth, fox in stealth, wolf in greediness, dark in madness, lion in prey. Let not the creaking of shoes nor the rustling of silks betray thy poor heart to woman. Keep thy foot in the brothels, thy hand out of plackets, thy pen from lenders' books, and defy the foul fiend. Stir through the hawthorn, blows the cold wind. Sing so, mon ami. Dauphin, my boy. Hey, Cesar, let him trot by.
Thou art better in a grave than to answer with thy uncovered body this extremity of the skies. Is man no more than this? Consider him well. Thou hast the worm no silk, the beast no hide, the sheep no wool, the cat no perfume. Here's Freon's, thou sophisticated. Thou art the thing itself. An accommodated man. No more but such a poor, bare, forked animal as thou art. Off! Off, you legs! Come! Come! Here!
Be content!
flame?
A little fire in a dark field would light an old lantern's arm. A small spark, the rest on the body. Look, look, here comes a walking fire.
This is the foul fiend, Flibberty Gibbet. He begins to curve you and walks till the first cock. He gives the web and the pin, squinnies the eye, and makes the hair lift, mildews the white wheat, and hurts the poor creature on earth.
Now, where's your grace?
What's he?
Who's that? What is it you see?
Are you there?
Pardon, Tom. That is the swimming frog, the toad, the tadpole, the wall newt, and the water. That in the fury of his heart, when the foul fiend rages, eats cow dung for salad, swallows the old rat and the ditch dog, drinks the green mantle of the standing pool. That is whipped from tithing to tithing, and stuck, punished, and imprisoned. That hath had 3 suits to his back, 6 shirts to his body, horse to ride, and weapon to wear. But mice and rats and such small deer have been Tom's food for 7 long years. Beware, my poor one. Peace. The pig's mouth in.
What? Have your grace no better company?
The Prince of Darkness is a gentleman. Modo, he's called. And Mahu.
Our flesh and blood, my lord, is grown so vile that it doth me what fancy.
Put down the car.
Go in with me. My duty cannot suffer to obey in all your daughter's heart commands. Though their injunction be to bar my doors, yet have I ventured to come seek you out and bring you where both fire and food is ready.
First, let me talk with this philosopher. What is the cause?
Good, my lord, take his offer. Go into the house.
I'll talk a word with this same learned thief. What? What is thy study?
How to prevent the foul fiend and to kill them.
Let me ask you one word in private.
Importunate once more to go, my lord. His wits begin to unsettle. Canst thou blame him? His daughter seek his death.
Oh, that good Kendi said it would be thus, poor banished man. If thou sayest the king grows mad, I'll tell thee, friend, I'm almost mad myself. I had a son, now outlawed for my blood. He sought my life, but lately, very late, I loved him, friend. No father is some dearer. True to tell thee, the grief hath crazed my wits. Oh, what a night's this. I do beseech your grace to have mercy.
Noble philosopher, your companion.
This way, my lord. In there, fellow. In the hall. My lord, soothe him. Let him take him. This way. This way, fellow. Come along with us. Go!
Child Roland to the dark tower came. His word was still fire, foe and thumb. I smell the blood of a British man.
This is the letter he spoke of, which approved him an intelligent party to the advantages of... out where thy father is, that he may be ready for our apprehension. Upon thee, and thou shalt find a dearer father in my love.
Here is better than the open air. Take it thankfully. I will piece out the comfort with what addition I can. I will not be long for. All the power of his wits are given way to his impatience. The gods reward your kindness.
Raparetto calls me and tells me Nero is an angler in the Lake of Darkness. Pray, innocent, and beware the foul fiend.
Drilling, uncle. Hmm? Tell me whether a madman be a gentleman or a yeoman.
A king.
No. He's a yeoman that has a gentleman to his son, for he's a mad yeoman that sees his son a gentleman before him.
To have 1,000 with red burning spits come hissing in upon him.
Foul fiend bites my back.
He's mad that trusts in the tameness of a wolf, a horse's health, a boy's love, or a whore's oath.
It shall be done. I will arraign them straight. Come. Sit thou here. Learned justicer. How sapient, sir. Sit there. Oh! You see foxes?
Look where he stands and glares.
Once thou eyes at trial, madam, come o' the bourne, Bessie, to me.
Boat hath a leak, and she must not speak. Why, she dare not come over to thee.
Foul fiend wants Tom in the voice of a nightingale. Half an inch cries in Tom's belly for two white herrings. Croak not to black angel. I have no food for thee.
How do you, sir? Stand you not so amazed? Will you lie down and rest upon the cushion?
Well, I'll see their trial first. Bring in their evidence. Thou robed man of justice, take thy place. And thou, his yoke fellow of equity, bench by his side. You're of the commission, sit you too.
Let us deal justly.
Arraign her first. 'Tis Goneril. I here take my oath before this honorable assembly she kicked the poor king, her father.
Another mistress. Is your name Goneril?
She cannot deny it.
Cry your mercy, I took you for a joint stone.
And there's another, whose warped looks proclaim what store her heart is made on. Stop her there! Arms, arms, sword, fire, corruption in the place. False justice, why didst thou let her escape?
Mess thy wits.
No pity, sir. Where is the patience now that you so often boasted to retain?
My tears begin to take his part so much, they mar my counterfeiting.
The little dogs and all. Trey, Blanche, and Sweetheart. See, they bark at me.
Tom will throw his head at them. Avaunt, you curs!
Then let them anatomize Regan. See what breeds about her heart. Is there any cause in nature that make these hard hearts? You, sir, I entertain for one of my 100. Only I do not like the fashion of your garments. You'll say they're Persian, but let them be changed.
Now, good my lord, lie here and rest a while.
Make no noise! Make no noise! Draw the curtains. So. So. We'll go to supper in the morning.
And I'll go to bed at noon.
Is the king my master?
Yes, sir, but trouble him not. His wits are gone.
Good friend, I prithee, take him in thine arms. I have all heard a plot of death upon him. There is a litter ready. Lay him in and drive toward Dover, friend, where thou shalt meet both welcome and protection. Take up thy master. If thou shouldst dally half an hour, his life with thine and all that offered to defend him stand in assured loss. Take up. And follow me, that will to some provision give thee quick comfort.
Oppressive nature sleeps. This rest might yet have balmed thy broken sinews, which, if convenience will not allow, stand in hard cure. Come, help to bear thy master. Come, thou must not stay behind.
Come. Away.
When we are better see bearing our woes, we scarcely think our miseries our foes. Who alone suffers most in the mind, leaving free things and happy shows behind. But then the mind much sufferance doth o'erskip when grief hath mates and bearing fellowship. How light and portable my pain seems now, when that which makes me bend makes the king bow. He childed as I fathered. Tom, away. Mark the high noises and thyself bewray. False opinion whose wrong thoughts defile thee, and thy just proof repeals and reconciles thee. what we'll have more tonight, safe scape the king. Look. Look.
Post speedily to my lord, your husband. Show him this letter. The army of France is landed. Seek out the traitor Gloucester.
Hang him instantly. Pluck out his eyes.
Leave him to my displeasure. Edmund, keep you our sister company. The revenges we're bound to take upon your traitorous father are not fit for your beholding. Advise the Duke where you're going to a most festinant preparation. We're bound to the like. Our post shall be swift and intelligent betwixt us. Farewell, dearest sister. Farewell, my Lord of Gloucester. How now, where's the king?
My Lord of Gloucester hath conveyed him hence. Some 5 or 36 of his knights, hot questrists after him, met him at gate, who with some other of the Lord's dependents are gone with him toward Dover, where they boast to have well-armed friends.
Get horses for your mistress.
Farewell, sweet lord and sister.
Go seek the traitor Gloucester. Pinion him like a thief. Bring him before us. So well we may not pass upon his life without the form of justice, yet our power shall do a curtsy to our wrath, which men may blame, but not control. Who's there, the traitor?
Ingrateful fox, is he?
Bind fast his corky arms.
What means your graces? Could my friends consider you are my guests? To do me no foul play, friend.
Bind him, I say.
Hard! Hard! Oh, filthy traitor.
Unmerciful ladies you are, I'm none.
Villain, thou shalt find...
By the kind gods, 'tis most ignobly done to pluck me by the beard.
So white and such a traitor.
Naughty lady, these hairs which thou dost ravish from my chin will quicken and accuse thee. I am your host. With robber's hands, my hospitable favors, you should not ruffle thus. What will you do?
Come, sir. What letters had you late from France?
Be simple answered, for we know the truth.
And what confederacy have you with the traitors late footed in the kingdom?
To whose hands have you sent the lunatic king? Speak.
I have a letter guessingly set down that came from one that's of a neutral heart, not from one opposed.
Cunning.
And false.
Where hast thou sent the king?
To Dover.
Wherefore to Dover? Wast thou not charged at peril?
Wherefore to Dover? Let him first answer that.
I am tied to the stake and I must stand the course.
Wherefore to Dover?
Because I would not see thy cruel nails pluck out his poor old eyes, nor thy fierce sister in his anointed flesh rasp boorish fangs. But I shall see the winged vengeance overtake such children.
See it, shalt thou never. Fellows, hold the chair. What? Upon these eyes of thine, I'll set my foot.
He will think to live to be the only give me some help. Ah! Ah, cruel! Oh, ye gods!
One side will mock the other. T'other, too.
If you see vengeance...
Hold your head, my lord!
Ah!
I have served you ever since I was a child. For better service have I never given you than now to bid you home.
Elder, you dog!
You wear a beard upon your chin. I'd shake it on this quarrel. What do you mean? My villain! Come there and take the chance of anger.
Give me thy sword! The peasant, stand up there!
Oh, I am slain! My lord, you have one eye left to see some mischief on him.
Blessed at Seymour. Prevent it. Out! Vile old jelly! Where is thy luster now?
Comfortless! Where's my son, Edmund? Edmund did kindle all the sparks of nature to quiz his sorry act.
A treacherous villain thou call'st upon him that hates thee.
It was he that made the overtures of thy treason to us, who is too good to pity thee.
Oh, my folly. Then Edgar was abused. Kind gods, forgive me that and prosper him.
Go, thrust him out at gate. Let him smell his way to Dover. How is it with you, my lord? How look you?
I've received a hurt. Follow me, lady. Turn out that eyeless villain. Throw this slave upon the dunghill. Regan, I bleed apace. Untimely comes his hurt. Give me your arm.
I'll never care what wickedness I do if this man come to good.
She live long, and in the end meet the old course of death. Women will all turn monsters. Oh. I'll get some flax and whites of eggs to apply to his bleeding face. Now, heaven help him!